state of
my wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today, visiting her childhood home in Madison and supporting a worker apprenticeship program. Harris also responded to the presidential race after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign, leaving Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee against President Biden. Harris says the world is watching.
We understand what is at stake, not only in terms of for the people of our country, but people around the world.
Alabama state lawmakers set to vote on a measure that will restore and protect in vitro fertilization access. That after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. That caused IVF providers in the state to pause treatments. Police in Philadelphia are investigating a shooting involving a city bus that left several bystanders injured. Authorities say gunfire broke out in the northeastern part of Philly, not far from two schools. It follows three fatal gun incidents on the city's transit system this week. This is ABC News. New details on last week's active shooting incident at a dentist's office in El Cajon, California.
28-year-old dentist Dr. Benjamin Haroni was murdered by one of his patients who was unhappy with dental work. 29-year-old Muhammad Abdul Karim allegedly walked into Smile Plus Dentistry last week and fired 23 rounds, killing Dr. Haroni and injuring two other victims. Dr. Haroni's parents want justice, his dad telling ABC News affiliate KGTV.
It's been hell. I cannot stop thinking about it.
Abdul Karim was arrested last week and is facing murder charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Crews are still working to remove more than 7 feet of snow on roads near Lake Tahoe. More snow now expected in areas north and east of that place. It's rain that's the issue on the East Coast. Flood watches posted in parts of the Northeast where up to 3 inches of rain is expected. Starting just in time for the evening commute. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds, and a few sprinkles in the afternoon. with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The vice president promotes apprenticeships at a Madison visit.
The work that is happening here really is a wonderful example of so many of our administration's priorities, including the important collaboration between us at the federal level and leaders at the local level, like the mayor of Madison.
Kamala Harris with apprentices at a construction site for Madison Metro. It's the latest visit by administration officials in the critical state for Joe Biden's reelection. A new engineering building in Madison and renovated dorms at UW-Whitewater, components of a funding bill signed by Governor Tony Evers, part of the deal he reached with Republican lawmakers to dial back DEI on UW campuses. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to prevent a merger between the Kroger food chain, which owns Pick and Save and Metro Market stores in Wisconsin, and the Albertsons chain, which owns Safeway and Jewel Osco. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Adams Super Service, your NEPA Certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a proposed pavement improvement project on Highway 85 in Dunn County. Now, the project would include removal and replacement of the pavement, widening of the shoulders to 5 feet, and replacing drainage structures. During construction, Highway 85 would be closed with through traffic detoured via Highway 10 and Wisconsin 37. That project is scheduled for 2026. The plan to replace the Chippewa Valley's soon-to-be-closed hospitals is coming together. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative yesterday said it's ready to help transition to new options once St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart in Eau Claire close. The co-op will partner with the Oak Leaf Medical Network to take the next step forward that could include a new community hospital. St. Joe's is set to close March 22nd. Sacred Heart will close April 21st. It's a sad day for Tomah Police. The city's police department says one of its canine officers, Raiden, died earlier this week after being hit by a car. Raiden was hit late Monday night. Police say the dog had just finished relieving itself when it ran into the road and was hit. Tomah Police rushed Raiden to a nearby vet, but he did not survive. There's no word about a public memorial for Raiden yet. The head of Wisconsin's technical colleges is stepping down. Technical College System President Mana Foy yesterday said she'll retire later this year. Foy has spent the last 26 years with the state's technical college system, which she says has seen a boom in growth over the past few years. Foy led the charge to add more dual credit classes in Wisconsin high schools and to find ways to work with companies and bosses around the state to prepare technical college students for the job market. The Technical College System Board said it will start the search for a new president soon. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to tweak the law and help more veterans qualify for free tuition at UW schools. State senators will hear a plan today that would cut the times needed to qualify for the Veterans Remission Program from 5 years to 3. Currently, vets in Wisconsin have to have lived in the state for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. Lawmakers say by trimming that down to 3, it will help more veterans qualify for the program and may keep more people in the state. Veterans, their spouses, and their children can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at UW schools or the state's technical colleges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
The Buffalo and Dunn County Highway Departments are announcing that seasonal weight restrictions on county highways will be lifted Thursday. Crews will start removing all weight limit signs starting tomorrow. Now, restrictions, though, will remain in place until the signs are removed. And some towns and villages, however, may still have weight restrictions in place. The Pepin County Emergency Management Department is looking for youth leaders to apply for the Youth Preparedness Council with FEMA. The council is open to kids in 8th through 11th grades, have served in a leadership role, participated in community activities, and want to represent the community on the council. The deadline to apply is this Friday. For more information, contact Pepin County Emergency Management. The first group of World Relief refugees are already in the Chippewa Valley. Gail Cornelius with World Relief says 21 refugees arrived back on February 4th. They're from the Congo and are the first of what will ultimately be 75 refugees to resettle in the area. Cornelius says the 21 are members of 4 families. No one told anyone in Eau Claire until now, but Cornelius didn't say why. No one knows where the remaining refugees will come from or where they will go once they arrive here. Cornelius says World Relief doesn't know that until the refugees have been cleared and vetted. Cybersecurity experts say United Health may have had to pay $22 million to a hacker group to stop a ransomware attack. The healthcare group reported the attack on one of its subsidiary companies last week. United Health has not confirmed any ransom payment, but analysts point to a $22 million Bitcoin transaction from the company as evidence that a ransom was paid to the hackers. United Health says it remains focused on the ongoing investigation into the attack. Wisconsin lawmakers want to make sure that high school students know what they're getting into before they go to college. A Senate committee today will hold a hearing on a plan that would require the University of Wisconsin to post information about not only the cost of tuition, but the return on that tuition. The plan would require UW schools to tell high schoolers the average salary for graduates, the average debt for students, and the campus graduation rate ranked by major. Supporters say high school students need to know the true costs of a college degree. The two frontrunners for the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations were declared the winners of the Minnesota primary yesterday. Unofficial results posted last night showed President Joe Biden winning over 70% of the vote in the Democratic primary. A protest vote by supporters of a permanent ceasefire in Gaza exceeded expectations, picking up nearly 20% of the Democratic vote. Former President Donald Trump easily outpaced challenger Nikki Haley in the Republican primary, getting just under 70% support from voters. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You
gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Edom Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Edom Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Edom Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
From Chippewa Falls to Los Angeles, Wisconsin's American Idol contestant is moving on. CJ Rizlov received a golden ticket on Sunday's show. He's from Chippewa Falls, but lives in a converted school bus and travels the country working on his music. Rizlov will be heading to Los Angeles to battle it out with the other contestants to see who moves on to the next round. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Jones compliments new Aero package. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It was a season when NASCAR created the playoffs.
There's so much going on behind the scenes in 04.
A season with extreme emotion.
This has got to be the greatest day of my life.
And the fight is on in the pit area.
We dodged a huge, huge, devastating proposition that would have taken us out of this championship.
NASCAR Live presents 2004 Chasing History.
Somebody will look at a yardstick of our history and that'll 2004 is going to be on there.
Available Monday at MRN.com and wherever you download your podcasts.
With just one Phoenix Raceway top five from 2017, Eric Jones is ready to up his game at the crucial Arizona track. The Legacy Motor Club driver discussed the new aero configuration on the next-gen NASCAR Cup Series cars and what it could mean for competition.
With the downforce that we had, our consensus was that you couldn't really drive the car hard. You know, we didn't have a tire soft enough to complement how low the downforce was, and so we couldn't really be aggressive in many situations. With this package, we got some downforce back in the car. The diffuser we've went to, the simplified one, seems to let us slide around a bit more. And, you know, overall, we hope it's just going to be a little bit more racy, more aggressive than what we've had.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
The Bucks open a four-game road trip out west with a matchup against Golden State tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's won six straight, all six on this side of the All-Star break. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says Doc Rivers has stressed passing to the better shot on offense.
Doc's been emphasizing that since he's been here, since January, is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it because the ball is just hopping. And
tip time tonight set for 9 p.m. Marquette closes out its home schedule with a senior night matchup against number 2 UConn at Fiserv Forum tonight. Golden Eagles will be trying to even the score against the Huskies in the season series, but it'll be without guard Tyler Kolek, who is sidelined with an oblique injury. Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament tips off today. The Badgers will take on Penn State tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
State champions are crowned over the weekend in hockey, gymnastics, and team wrestling. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Last weekend was one of the busiest of the entire year, with girls' sectional basketball action as teams punched their ticket to state, boys' hoops regional finals, plus three sports contesting their state championships. In Middleton at the Capitol Ice Arena, Notre Dame captured a second straight boys' hockey title, downing the Brookfield East Co-op 3-1 in the title game. The Tritons knocked off Edgewood the previous day in the state semifinals. The Division II championship game turned into a rout as St. Mary Springs got a trio of second-period goals en route to a 6-2 win over top-seeded and defending state champion New Richmond. The Central Wisconsin Storm Girls Hockey Co-op won the girls' hockey crown, taking down defending champion Bay Area Ice Bears 4-3. The Franklin Muskego Co-op claimed the Division I team gymnastics title over the weekend, while the individual all-around title went to Verona Edgewood senior Annika Rufinacht for a third straight year. Elkhorn was a narrow winner for the Division II team title, with Rice Lake junior Avery Dash claiming the all-around crown. The team wrestling state tournament was held at the Fieldhouse in Madison. Kaukauna made it four titles in a row in Division I. Defending champion Luxembourg Casco won again in D2, while Fenimore captured a third consecutive Division III team crown. A look at the girls' basketball state tournament will be out later this week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine recently who told me that the fishers were making a comeback in his region, and he thought they were the largest of the weasel family. I said, I think there is actually one weasel that is larger than the fisher. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
My friend thought that the Fisher was the largest of the land weasel, and I said, no, I think there's one that's bigger. It is the Wolverine. Wolverines are quite rare. They're found in the Arctic Boreal and the Alpine regions of northern Canada, Alaska, Siberia. They're native to the European Russian regions, the Baltic countries, even the Russian Far East, like Northeast China and Mongolia. But you don't find too many wolverines down in the lower 48 like it was in the past. It's kind of interesting that there are sports teams that have been named after the wolverine. There's a Michigan college that has a football team that's named after the Wolverines, and they haven't seen a wolverine there since 2004. It was the first confirmed sighting in Michigan in 200 years. Wolverines are considered quite aggressive, but there haven't been any reports of them attacking humans in the wild. It's an incredible animal and the largest of the land-roaming weasels. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets have kind of kept us on the toes in the sense of there was a lot of red on the screen before we saw the corn along with the meal and the oil turn to some positives. We know that there's a lot of struggles going on within the wheat complex, but we're going to start out taking a look at what happened specifically in this corn and this soybean trade. As Jeff Peterson is joining us today. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. So kind of what did you see? What was your takeaway from the corn and bean market today?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So today's trade actually, you know, and as we look at the May futures, you know, they ended up closing up 2.5, and you know it was a good day. It's 5.5 cents off the low, and honestly, within about 0.75 cents of the high, Susan. So it was good to see corn come back. You know, beans tried hard. You know, they did end up closing about 8 cents off what their lows were on the May contract. Still down about 0.75, but it was good to see bean oil and also soybean meal stronger. And you know, we're continuing to get some strength over on bean oil coming from some strength that's happening over there in the palm oil side. You know, it was a tough day though over on the wheat side, and overall you saw red all the way across all the complexes in the wheat or classes in the wheat, whether it be the Chicago, the Kansas City, or the Minneapolis. But to dig a little bit deeper, what was interesting in the trade is we came out of last week, Susan, it was an important week on corn. You know, we did end up closing higher on the week. And what's interesting about that is that if we go back and look, the corn market had actually traded lower on a weekly basis 11 weeks in a row. As a matter of fact, the last time it would have been higher for the week would have been all the way back on December 4th. And over that course of time for where the market started off to where we bottomed out, you know, that corn market was down about 89 cents a bushel. Now, what's interesting along with that is that the funds, those speculative traders, you know, every week on Friday, we get the commitment of traders report, and it reports where the positions are the previous Tuesday. And that's an important report to watch. The funds in that report actually had sold for the past 8 weeks in a row. Now, what was interesting in the numbers we got out on Friday, though, is that they came in about 295,288 contracts short. The important part of that, though, Susan, is the week prior, they were actually short 340,732 contracts. So they did end up buying back. So that would have been the first time we'd had them physically buying back some of those shorts going back over 8 weeks. So as a result, we've seen that corn market kind of gain some strength in here. And a lot of people are going, you know, have we put in, you know, kind of that seasonal low? And it's looking pretty good. We're going to have to see if we can get some follow through. Switching over on the soybean side, it also was higher last week. And honestly, that's an important one because that market had also been lower for 10 weeks in a row. The last time that market actually had traded positive on a weekly basis was back on December 11th. And the market overall was down $2.15. Now, the funds have been selling that market off, you know, on the bean side, even longer than the corn. They actually had sold it off for 14 weeks in a row. Now, what was different about the soybean trade versus the corn this last week, though, they were a seller. They're actually short about 160,000 contracts. So, you know, that would have been about 800,000 bushels. So that's kind of how the corn and soybean markets are looking at this time, Susan.
So what are we seeing when it comes demand-wise? First off, with this corn market.
Yeah, the demand, you know, it's important. We're at that time in here where, you know, we know the supply for this 2023 crop is kind of behind us, and now we're focusing on the demand. And there's some important things and some positive things looking at on the corn side. Digging first into the ethanol numbers, you know, crop year to date, and keep in mind that crop year started on September 1st, and so we're well into the crop year here, but ethanol is up about 4.4% on corn use for ethanol compared to USDA thinking it was going to be up about 3.8%. Keep in mind the current estimate is that we're going to use about 5.375 billion bushels of corn. But if we were to look at that amount extra that, you know, we're actually using right now compared to where USDA's estimate is, that would suggest in future WASD reports, you know, we could see ethanol demand go up about 31 million bushels. And then we come over to the export side, and I know starting off, boy, there was a lot of talk on the corn export side that, you know, it just didn't look very good. But honestly, it's coming around really nice. And when we bring together what we're seeing for, you know, current exports that have got shipped out, and we look at what the outstanding sales are, and we bring those two together, we're up about 30.4% compared to a year ago. Now, in the February WASD report, they were saying we'd be up about 26.4%. And keep in mind, our current forecast on exports is about 2.1 billion. But if we keep going at this pace, and I think we have a shot to, that would say down the road, you know, you could look to increase your exports on corn, you know, 60, 65 million. Now, keep in mind, we got a new WASD report coming out on Friday. I don't think we'll see these kind of adjustments that I just mentioned, 66 million bushels on the export side to 31 million bushels on ethanol. I don't think we'll see that big of adjustment as we come into WASD on Friday, but it wouldn't surprise me to see us up 35 to 40 million bushels on demand overall, Susan.
What about soybeans?
Yeah, as we dig into soybeans isn't quite as bright a picture. You know, starting first on the export side, when we bring into account the outstanding sales and export inspections, they're down about 20.1% compared to a year ago. And USDA thinks we're going to be down about 13.7. So I think our pace will improve a little bit, but overall that would suggest we'd be down about 127 million bushels is kind of the pace we're on. And keep in mind, 1.72 billion is the current forecast that's on the export side. I think we'll come in a little bit better than that, but probably not. Overall, there's still room to go down, Susan.
All right. Well, folks, we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll find out what's going on when we look at South America. Also, what's concerns about this Safrina corn crop? Is there the threat of some dryness during key pollination? We've got a lot more to look at. It, of course, is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continuing with Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners. So we didn't get a chance in the front half to talk a little about crush action. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, crush continues to be one of those really bright notes on the soybean side. If you look at it ever since, you know, the first of the year, we've continued to set, new records. September was a new record, October a new record for the month, November, December, and then into January. As a matter of fact, in January, we crushed 185.8 million bushels of soybeans. And, you know, that was up about 3.8% compared to where it had been last year. And we're going to continue to see that going forward because there's new crush facilities that are yet to come on board yet that are in the process of being built. And you've also got other plants that are running now that wouldn't have been running a year ago. So it's going to continue to increase our crush. If we look at the crush overall, you know, we're up about year-to-date 5.4% compared to last year at this time. USDA thinks we're going to be up about 4%. So if we took those numbers, that would be a bright note. That would say we'd be, you know, up about 31 million bushels. Now, I think we'll be up more than that because we've got additional plants coming online. You know, as a matter of fact, if you look at it, there is a plant running now down in Cherryvale, Kansas, southeast Kansas, that Bartlett brought online is going to be using an additional about 38.5 million bushels of soybeans per year. Platinum Crush over there in Alta, Iowa, you know, that's about 60 miles from Sioux City, going to use about 38.5 million, and that is due to come online here in April into May. And then you've got Norfolk Crush, which is going to be about 38.5 million. And keep in mind, that's about 110,000 bushels of soybeans per day that they're going to crush. That's anticipated to come online at harvest time. And then the facility down at David City, AGP, that's a little bit bigger facility, 50 million bushels. It's still, you know, smaller than, say, like ADM Lincoln or Bungie over there in Council Bluffs. You know, that's anticipated to come online in the fall of 2025. So it's good to see some of that additional crush demand coming online and helping prop up that, you know, some of that lost export demand that we've got right now, Susan.
You know, and it's amazing, Jeff, if we added up the amount of bushels that those facilities are going to utilize, it's pretty exciting for rural America at this point.
Yeah, it is, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I just went through and just took a look at the Norfolk Crush and then the AGP at David City plant, and you bring those two together. In 2023 in Nebraska, we produced 267 million bushels of soybeans. So just the addition of those two plants will be about 33% of the beans that we produced in the whole state of Nebraska in 23. Now, keep in mind, that 2023 number was down. If you go back and look at 2021, we produced about 351 million bushels of soybeans. But those two plants would still represent 25% of all the soybeans produced in the whole state. So those two plants are going to have, when they're fully running, it's going to have an impact on what basis levels are going to be in northeast Nebraska, Susan.
Which is probably a good thing as we take a look at some of the latest things that are happening in South America. I know weather's going to be a concern headed into the pollination stage of the Safrina corn crop. What are you seeing at this point for South America?
Yeah, it's interesting. So South America right now, you know, they're in the middle of a soybean harvest. They're about 48% complete. That's running a little bit ahead of last year at 43%. Now, the big range, you know, Mato Grosso, the largest corn soybean producing state within Brazil, you know, they're finishing up in the northern part of it, not all the way through the state. But then you go down to Rio Grande do Sul and also the northeast part of Brazil, you know, they haven't even started on soybean harvest yet. And that first corn crop's about 49% harvested. Now, most of that first corn crop gets to be used domestically within the country. But then we got to talk about the safrinha crop. And the safrinha crop, the harvest is moving along very well, about 86% complete at compared to 70% last year. What I'm hearing is that, you know, overall they're about a week ahead of, you know, their progress there. Now, the early conditions on that safrinha crop so far are okay in most parts. However, there's a few spots in south central Brazil where dryness is becoming a concern. And we're coming into a critical time in here. As a matter of fact, the Brazilian National Weather Service is really calling for, you know, that March could very well be down on precip, maybe as much as 50% from what normally there is in March. And keep in mind, most times in March, they get about 7.5 inches of rain. So maybe they'll get 3.5, 4 inches. And the forecast is kind of mixed going forward, depending on what service you look at, Susan.
Well, real fast before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you about the wheat and the dump that we continue to see out of Russia. Do you see that weighing in on this trade the rest of the week?
Yeah, it does look like it's going to continue to give some pressure. You know, they've got some very cheap prices and overall in Russia, and that's pressuring the world market. That's also spilling over on into Europe. And then also, as we go down and look into Kansas, some of the weather conditions we're having across there, at least now, we'll see how it ends up. You know, it looks like they're off to a better start than what they normally get. Eastern Colorado is a little bit dry, but overall, everybody's feeling pretty good about the wheat crop here in Nebraska and also across the other areas that produce it here in the U.S., Susan.
All right, great stuff, Jeff. How does folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com, where you can get some free daily commentary delivered to you by text. Or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01. We'd love to have a chance to sit down and talk to you about your marketing challenges.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere. Greenwashing. Claims made by companies that they are doing more for the environment than they perhaps truly are starting to catch regulators' attention. Last week, New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a lawsuit against JBS for misleading the public. I'll have more details when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Back in 2021, corporations across the world were quick to make goals and statements that highlighted their commitment to sustainability.
JBS, the world's largest meat packer, pledged that year that it would eliminate or offset all of its greenhouse gas emissions by 2040, with their CEO, Gilberto Tomazoni, saying at the time, quote, "We believe through innovation, investment, and collaboration that net zero can be our goal." And they've continued to use that statement to market their meat brands across the United States and to impress politicians in the U.S. and abroad. But the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, says their statement is not only untrue, it's impossible. And that state has filed suit against the company, alleging that JBS is committing fraud through illegal environmental marketing practices. In the suit, which was filed at the end of February, the state argues that JBS and its subsidiaries have repeatedly assured the public that they are taking steps to address environmental impacts of meat production, and part of that was promoting their net zero by 2040 corporate goal. It's alleged that JBS wanted to make these claims because consumers are willing to pay up to 30% more for products with net zero claims. However, New York State officials say the company has no viable plan to achieve their claim, saying the company admitted as much when they were performing the calculations. But the suit goes further, saying that even if there were a plan, there are no known agricultural practices that would accomplish the full offset of all greenhouse gas emissions. Recently, the National Advertising Division of the Better Business Bureau determined that JBS's claim is unsubstantiated and misleading to consumers, a fact cited by the Attorney General. In addition, a bipartisan group of senators recently told the Securities and Exchange Commission that JBS has a history of exaggerating environmental stewardship. I'll have more on this new lawsuit against JBS when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
In the lawsuit filed recently by the state of New York against meatpacker JBS for making false environmental claims, the state is hoping to stop the world's largest meatpacker from making allegedly fraudulent claims in their marketing about headed for net zero from an emissions perspective, and the state is also seeking civil fines and disgorgement of profits made by those false claims. The case will move slowly, but we'll keep an eye on it here at Farm Progress America. That's brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. More clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a brief sprinkle or shower. Highs all the way up into the low 50s. Rain possible on Friday, highs into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy and warming into the weekend, mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 53.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
up in the mountains, 4,000 feet high. There's a trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. Looking out, can't you see forever? Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it. Girl, I know that you've been waiting, talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring, for the right words to say, for the right time and place, for me to get on one knee. This is it. Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a this is it. Yeah, this is it. She knows that I can't see.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. Love me up, and she is there.
my